Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, we've got a lot of soundbites, four of them to play for you, and all you need to do is listen and then get ready to vote for Soundbite of the Week. You do that by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can email your vote to us, talkback@issuesetc.org, send it as a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The phone call votes get to go first, and the best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Here's soundbite number one. Comes from Pastor Eric Rotman, talking about our struggle with sin and the hope of the resurrection.
We talk about that sort of thing this time of year in particular as we get to the end of the church year and in the beginning of the new one, looking forward to the coming of Jesus Christ on the last day. We look forward to the resurrection of all flesh because of those whom we've had to bury. But we also look forward to the coming of all flesh because when that day comes, we can lift up our heads as our redemption is drawing near, Jesus says. Our escape from this primal struggle that we have with our own selves will be at last put to rest. The way I recently put it in a sermon to my people is, Jesus died on the cross, and everything you now struggle with already has died with him. Jesus has risen from the dead. You will too. The things with which you struggle in your life right here and right now, these things will not rise.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, November the 3rd. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Tell us where you listen and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris. What becomes of marriage according to the advocates of gay marriage?
The one thing you notice they didn't talk about, what's the purpose of marriage in the first place? Why does society need marriage? What is marriage? What's the point of having marriage? And if you look at what this genius Von Walker said about the purposes of marriage, there's really nothing left. He basically says that marriage is state recognition of people's decision to live together based on their feelings for each other and their decision to set up a household together. Under that definition, marriage has nothing to do with children, procreation, bringing forth the next generation. There's no particular requirement that marriage should be permanent, no particular presumption in favor of sexual exclusivity. As a matter of fact, under Judge Walker's definition of marriage, there's no reason marriage has to be even a sexual relationship at all. And I've often pointed out to my students that under Judge Walker's definition of marriage, many of them would count as married to their college roommates. There's just nothing left of the institution of marriage by the time people like Judge Walker and David Boies get finished with it. Why does society even need it? There's really nothing left to marriage except a government registry of friendships, which is really quite pointless. So they've dodged completely the fundamental question of why society needs marriage in the first place as a social institution.
All right, that's soundbite number two, 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It's a montage. We're calling it God Made Me Drop It.
Me? I'll never get over it. I'll never get over it. Ever.
I praise you 24/7.
And this is how you do me? You expect me to learn from this?
How? I'll never forget this ever. Thanks, though.
When the biggest play that needs to be made, you don't make it, you know? You feel bad. You're devastated right now.
Jesus made me drop the ball.
And this is how you do me?
The good Lord tripped me up behind the line of scrimmage.
All right, that, of course, is a montage including Steve Johnson, Buffalo Bills wide receiver, who dropped the ball and then blamed God in a tweet to God. 1-877-623-MYIE. Facebook.com/issuesETC or talkback at issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number 4 this week. It comes from Pastor Joel Baisley. Is repentance a buzzkill?
It is a buzzkill for those who won't repent. If that's what you're looking for, is a church in which I am going to have nothing but happy thoughts and be given a positive image of myself, and that's all I want to hear, then repentance is a buzzkill. But that's not what the church is. The church is a hospital for those who are sick. To me, the analogy would be, would I get mad at my doctor because he told me of my fatal condition? That's a real buzzkill. But unless he tells me that, I may not go through the cure that's necessary for that to be put away and done with. And it's the same thing with sin. Sin is no light problem. And we have to be honest with the appraisal of how deep the problem is. And the depth of the problem is that cross. And that's the other thing about that buzzkill. That same idea tells us that the cross and the blood of Jesus is a buzzkill. But please, it's the only cure. It's the only place that we can look for hope and to put that sin behind us. And if we ignore it, it's just like ignoring the weeds in our garden or whatever malady that it might be. If it's not treated, it gets worse. And on Judgment Day, it's going to be seen how bad it is.
All right, that's soundbite number 4, Pastor Joel Baisley on Is Repentance a Buzzkill? Those are the 4 soundbites. Now it's time for you to vote. You've heard them. Now you get to pick soundbite of the week. Issues, etc., soundbite of the week. All you got to do is call and vote, email and vote, send us a tweet, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. We're coming to you live this Friday, November the 3rd. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. And we're giving away the LPR bundle package to the best vote this Friday. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Soundbite number 1, Pastor Eric Rotman, struggling with sin and the resurrection. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, marriage under the advocates of gay marriage. A montage of God Made Me Drop It, or Is Repentance a Buzzkill from Pastor Joel Baisley? Your votes after this. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior? The Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
The shepherds' hearts were full of fear. They shook right in their shoes. But then the angel called to them, "Fear not, I've got good news." Words from the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, a children's book, The Shepherds Shook in Their Shoes. You can find out more about this great stocking stuffer at issuesetc.org. Or you can purchase The Shepherds Shook in Their Shoes and other great Christmas arch books for children by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040.
Theology for Blue Collar, White Collar, and Clerical Collar. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Imagine SteadfastLutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub. Your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm. So check us out, www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
The latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal is out. It contains an article that I've written titled The Theology of Jesus. What's the connection between the Church's Confession of Christ and her Confession of the Trinity? Find out with the latest Issues Etc. journal. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Mason Beecroft writes about the false promises of pop American Christianity. Get your copy of the latest Issues Etc. journal by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody.
Friday afternoon, the 3rd of December, it is time for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week. Without your votes, we don't pick Soundbite of the Week. All we have is four soundbites. We need to pick one of them as Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and that's your part in this little game. You've listened. Now it's time to vote. 1-877-623-6943-877-623-MYIE. Our Facebook fan page, you can vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can vote via email right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at @issuesetc. And as I said before, best vote gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker for the best vote. Phone callers get to vote first. From Sussex, Wisconsin, Susan is on the line. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
What's your vote?
I vote for Pastor Rotman.
And why? Because
I can never hear enough about Jesus and the end of the world and his coming and that he is raising my grandbaby from the dead.
That is a very good reason to vote. Susan, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, or talkback@issuesetc.org. This one comes from Helen in Austin, Texas. She says, what's a buzzkill? If I knew that, I'd vote for number four because it's a good description of what the church needs to be. Best I vote for number one. Since after several Sundays of Last Things, I understood Pastor Rotman. So that's a vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Eric Rotman, the struggle with sin and the resurrection. By the way, buzzkill is kind of the term of art among the younger folks these days for kind of a killjoy. If you think of killjoy, then you've got buzzkill down too. From Facebook, Robert in Colorado says, I vote for God Made Me Drop It. I enjoyed Pastor Wilkins likening the Bills receiver's comments to the complaint psalms. Well, yeah, that was, I didn't mean to, but it suddenly occurred to me. Thank you very much for listening in Colorado, Robert, and thank you for your vote. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's see, Rick in Rockford, Illinois, says, well, I wanted to vote for Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, who clearly demonstrated that Judge Walker doesn't have a clue what marriage really is. It seems I must instead cast my vote for Pastor Joel Basely in Is Repentance a Buzzkill? While I'm not at all familiar with the term buzzkill, Pastor Basely is absolutely correct about the need for repentance in Christianity. Churches or assemblies which avoid or reject the need for repentance are merely going through the motions of playing church, seeking to scratch itching ears. Pastor Basely and the way he explained his point must be soundbite of the week. If only more could hear these words, Rick in Rockford, thank you very much for your vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org, facebook.com/issuesetc. Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico has a vote for soundbite number two. Jennifer Roback Morse makes a really good point about the defining down of marriage, which makes irrelevant whatever interest the state had in recognizing marriage in the first place. As I've often said, smartest listeners in radio, he summarized that soundbite beautifully. We have four soundbites to vote for on this Friday afternoon, December the 3rd. Soundbite number one, still time for your vote. Pastor Eric Rotman, the struggle with sin and the resurrection. Soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, marriage according to gay marriage advocates. Soundbite number three, a montage on God Made Me Drop It. Steve Johnson, the Buffalo Bills wide receiver, blaming God for dropping a what would have been a game-winning pass. And Pastor Joel Basely, Is Repentance a Buzzkill? Send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. book of the month for December is one that strums my heartstrings. It's one in a long line of great Archbooks, children books for Christmas from Concordia Publishing House. These books are near and dear to many people's hearts. The latest, The Shepherds Shook in Their Shoes, The Story of Christ's Birth. You can find out more about this book and the other Christmas Archbooks from Concordia Publishing House. Just give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org, you'll find The Shepherds Shook in Their Shoes, The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for December, on every page of our website. Here's another vote. This comes from Dennis in St. John's, Michigan. He says, my vote for Soundbite of the Week is Pastor Baisley on Is Repentance a Buzzkill? If your church functions as a health spa, your good workings will not permit you to avoid the grave. If your church functions as a hospital, you've come to the righteous place. We're all dying and in need of help. As this 60-year-old, I choose salvation, freely given over self-strength. Muscles fade. God's word endures forever. All right, we have a soundbite tie. This seldom happens, but we need someone to break the tie for soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. You can break the tie by voting 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. We don't want Craig to decide this one. We'd like our listeners to decide. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Now, the ties are between soundbite number one, Pastor Eric Rotman, The Struggle with Sin and the Resurrection, and soundbite number four, Pastor Joel Baisley, Is Repentance a Buzzkill? We need somebody to break it. Monday on Issues Etc., Gretchen Passantino will join us. We're going to talk about a subject that is broad and growing broader with every day, neo-paganism. It is, in fact, one of the most popular new religions. It's also a very old religion among the intellectual classes. I heard an interview with a reporter just the other day talking about how many, many people of that vocation, journalists, have adopted neo-paganism. Gretchen Passantino will be our guest Monday to talk about that. Earl in Houston, Texas says, Pastor Joel Baisley, Is Repentance a Buzzkill? Gets my vote. I need a savior for... Well, I assume he's saying I need a savior for every day of my life. So, number four is the winner of Soundbite of the Week. Pastor Joel Baisley, Is Repentance a Buzzkill?
It is a buzzkill for those who won't repent. If that's what you're looking for, is a church in which I am going to have nothing but happy thoughts and be given a positive image of myself, and that's all I want to hear, then repentance is a buzzkill. But that's not what the church is. The church is a hospital for those who are sick. To me, the analogy would be, would I get mad at my doctor because he told me of my fatal condition? That's a real buzzkill. But unless he tells me that, I may not go through the cure that's necessary for that to be put away and done with. And it's the same thing with sin. Sin is no light problem. And we have to be honest with the appraisal of how deep the problem is. And the depth of the problem is that cross. And that's the other thing about that buzzkill, that same idea tells us that the cross and the blood of Jesus is a buzzkill. But please, it's the only cure. It's the only place that we can look for hope and to put that sin behind us. And if we ignore it, it's just like ignoring the weeds in our garden or whatever malady that it might be. If it's not treated, it gets worse. And on Judgment Day, it's going to be seen how bad it is.
All right, that's your pick for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, December the 3rd. That's Pastor Joel Baisley, Is Repentance a Buzzkill? Thanks to everybody who voted. The LPR bundle package goes to Earl in Houston, Texas. He was kind enough to break our tie. And I thank everybody who voted and everybody who listened during Soundbite of the Week. Earl, if you would send us your mailing address along with your shirt size, an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, your mailing address and your shirt size. We'll send out that LPR bundle package to you. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. this weekend. We need a little more than $46,000 to make budget for this year. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Remember, no gift is too small. LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Now, for any size gift at the end of this year, until the end of this year, we will send you a CD of one of my Christmas and Epiphany sermons. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2010. Now, when you go to church this weekend, remember, invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. next week. As I mentioned before, Monday on the program, we'll be talking about one of the fastest growing religious movements in the United States. Oddly enough, especially among the most educated in America, neo-paganism. Gretchen Pasentino of Answers in Action will be our guest. If you go to church to feel better about yourself, to get that little boost, to walk out feeling a little more empowered, a little more, what, affirmed than you did when you came there, you're looking for the wrong thing. And you will find the message of Holy Scripture, the message of our Savior, the message of His church, a killjoy. It will take the edge off of your happy feelings sometimes to hear that you are a sinner in need of the kind of Savior that Scripture provides for us. If you're a sinner in need of that Savior, there is nothing more joyful than to hear your sins have been paid for by none other than Jesus Christ. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.